This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tens of thousands have been forced to flee areas of Gaza's Khan Yunis after Israeli authorities expanded evacuation orders on Sunday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The Israeli military said it was attacking militants from the Hamas group, who were using the areas to stage attacks and fire rockets. An announcement on X and sent to residents' phones said they should evacuate immediately for your own safety to a newly created humanitarian zone. But Palestinian and UN officials say there are no safe areas in the enclave. Gazans also complain they've been forced to move multiple times. This man is saying it's the 12th time he's had to flee since October 7th.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Ukraine's incursion into Russia continued for a sixth day on Sunday. The Russian Defense Ministry said Russian forces engaged Ukrainian troops 25 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has indirectly acknowledged ongoing military actions in Russia's Kursk border region to, quote, push the war out into the aggressor's territory. Zelensky made the comment late on Saturday, days after Ukraine began a surprise military incursion into the Kursk region. Inspectors from France and Brazil on Sunday were at the site of an airliner that plunged to the ground near Sao Paulo on Friday, killing all 62 people on board. The Brazilian Air Force approved the removal of the plane's engines for further technical analysis, a statement said. The bodies of most victims, 34 males, 28 females, had already been moved to Sao Paulo's police morgue for identification.